Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, our solemn gospel holds up core practices of our Christian faith. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Love your enemies. Be merciful. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given unto you. And those of us who have been Christians for a while will be tempted to think that we already know all of this. And in a way, we'll be right. Jesus speaks about these Christian practices in other Gospels. But in another way, we will be wrong, because they aren't easy or obvious for most of us when we move past thinking about them and actually try to practice them. If you're like me, these beautiful gospel words seem obvious and obviously worth doing when we're gathered in this beautiful sanctuary during a peaceful and ordered and calm worship service. But Jesus' list becomes much harder to do when I'm in my own living room or kitchen or car, encountering all the daily ups and downs of an ordinary human life. Someone forgets to take out the trash, for instance. Or we don't have milk in the fridge. Or maybe Ben and I are running late in the morning trying to get to school and work on time. Or the car in front of me cuts me off. Or one of my stepchildren hurts my feelings, or I hurt their feelings. Then life gets trickier. In the demanding but small microcosm of our blended family, Jesus' list suddenly gets harder. Do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. Love your enemies. Be merciful. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given unto you. There are some days when I do not execute even one of those core practices as well as I had hoped. Sometimes I think the petty situations are harder to get right than the big issues. But then a big issue comes up, and I remember that big issues are harder than the petty ones. I'm angry at someone, or someone else is angry at me. Or there's a death and people grieve differently. Or there is a divorce or an illness, or the beginnings of something that might be an addiction. The rules of life Jesus gives us in Luke's gospel get more essential then, even if following them gets harder. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Love your enemies. Be merciful. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given unto you. We fail often. We get it right sometimes. We try. The only real answer to how we get better at the core Christian practices is the frustrating answer: practice. There's no place where practice isn't possible. There is no trying which doesn't make us a stronger Christian than we were before, even if it's only because we become more humble about the challenges of living a truly Christian life. Do not judge, and you will not be judged, says Jesus. The front page of our bulletin this morning shows us how long Christians have been practicing Jesus' rule of life at St. Andrew's. The history lesson from our Sunday bulletin gives us an example of Wellesley's congregation of 102 years ago, following the same rules that we strive to follow today. The rector of that congregation wrote, "Christmastide, 1917, was observed at St. Andrew's Parish in a manner worthy of the festival of the Incarnation, although quietness and simplicity were noted as benefiting a war Christmas. The elaborate decorations of the year last year gave place to a modified scheme, and the amount saved will be given from the Altar Guild for the work of the Red Cross. Members of the Sunday School brought gifts for the children at the convalescent home, making it, as before on their part, a giving time. And the Christmas festival for the children was held on Thursday afternoon, at which a large number of parents and friends gathered to share in the children's pleasure. After the singing of carols, the rector announced that the Sunday School would show their patriotism and their spirit of sacrifice in receiving presents of lesser value and dispensing with the candy of former years. The money thus saved from the Christmas fund would be sent to the children of the warring countries of Europe, and everyone approved this action." Finally, he says, "The rector takes this opportunity to express his thanks to those who contributed to the Christmas fund, making it possible for him to remember all the children, and at the same time, through the simpler Sunday school festival, to give a sum of $20 to the children of Europe who are in such great need today. I hear our striving in their actions. I hope you do too. When I'm practicing my Christianity and I need a support, there's a prayer I love to pray, written by a Methodist minister named Ted Loader, who has a gift of the poetic. He says, "Empower me to be a bold participant rather than a timid saint in waiting in the difficult ordinariness of now, to exercise the authority of honesty rather than to defer to power or to deceive to get it, to influence someone for justice rather than to impress anyone for gain, and by grace to find treasures of joy, of friendship, of peace, hidden in the fields of the daily that you give me to plow." And that language is more poetic. And St. Andrew's rector of 102 years ago described what they did in language that was more formal than our language. But it's clear that they're carrying out the rule of life that Jesus is talking about today. "Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Love your enemies. Be merciful. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given unto you." So on we go. For over 125 years in this place, we practice, we fail, we learn, we try, and sometimes we succeed. And as we walk in his footsteps, even imperfectly, we find the fullness of life. Amen.